There's a star in the east, over pyramids, at Giza.
Hey, Goju Nation, this is Tally. Special edition of Industry Rule number 4080, and I basically was humming one of my songs that I like because I'm out here with Pop Grizz, and every time I hum that melody, he starts humming the melody. It's one of our favorite songs. I'm never telling y'all what these songs are. Y'all need to get your game up and get in your history books and know your music. You 90s babies, you R&B heads, you should be able to hear these things as soon as you hear the bass line and the first three notes. I'm never telling you. You're supposed to surprise me and tell me, okay? We are out here in Austin, Texas. I want to make sure I say this right. Pop Grizz, where are we at exactly?
We're at Canyon Lake, Texas.
We
right outside Austin.
Canyon Lake, Texas, outside of Austin. I will definitely make sure there's some pictures posted. I will definitely send the links so you can follow Pop Grizz, and make sure I say that properly, okay? As well as Goju Nation following Gotham Jungle. What we're also going to do here now is we're going to launch a new branding. You've seen some of the trickling of small things on the page if you've been paying attention. And basically, as you've heard in a couple of the podcasts, we want to make sure, culture-wise, and this is not, it is a lifestyle, but more importantly, from a survival standpoint, if you're paying attention to what has been happening in this country the past few years, okay, I was privy to having to pull my Jeep over a couple days ago because there was hail falling from the sky the size of golf balls. And I did not want my front shield, windshield to crack. That's normal now in Texas, right? What's also normal out here in Texas is that somewhere between February and March, there was a cold snap that dropped down to freezing temperatures, not 40, 50, freezing temperatures where the wind chill is minus zero, okay, in Texas for a couple days. And you have to be very wary about that. So why am I saying all this? I'm saying all of this because you got to be prepared. And you have a choice. Either you're going to be the wolf who hunts the food, or you're going to be the food that the wolf pack gathers and rips you apart. And all we're trying to do here is simply with some basic things, and then you'll graduate because it'll become a bit of a lifestyle for you, recognizing what you need and what you have to have so that you can be in a position to take care of you and your loved ones and know what to do rather than throwing your hands up waiting for somebody to arrive to save you. That is the simple reason why we're here. So Pop Grizz, if I may, short-term resume wise, okay, is short-term memory wise, has served in the military on a significant level that has informed him and educated him to know exactly how we could deal with some of these things here. Now, I, on the other hand, have ran around with him. We've ran around the country. We've done everything. We've worked together in, I want to say, at least 8 to 10 different states around the country. Easily. Outdoors, field facing, overseeing crews, technology, progress audits. I'm speedballing this because I'm trying to remember everything so quickly. But here's one highlight. I will say this because they told us we couldn't say it then, so I'm definitely saying it now. Okay, Pop Grizz and I, for the record, and one day when it's safe to show the world, we'll share some photos with you. Okay, we were the project managers on the overseeing the installation of the first electrical charger stations for Tesla in North America. Now, let me tell you why I say North America. Because Elon Musk didn't want to risk it not working out and saying in America. He sent us to Canada because technically that's North America to do the project management of the installation of these electrical charging stations, of which we had to do them from, I want to say, we did it through the holiday season of that particular year, okay? Through Thanksgiving, through the holidays, through Christmas, and we spent the bulk of our holiday season in Canada. Now, that's only for context, guys. So when I start speaking about these survival things, you're not saying, well, who does he think he is? He's trying to find something new to talk about like everybody else doing the podcast. No, I'm just letting you know that we are qualified, verified, and certified to have these conversations, okay? Now, I won't say I'm a novice, but I'm definitely no professional. Okay, and that's why I have Pop Grizz. He's my profession. And we're doing this special version of Industry Rule number 4080, the Wolf of Food Edition, to have some short, quick conversations about what we're doing here. So I'm not going to keep it here too much long, but I'm going to start here because this is what I was taught. And then I'm going to let Pop Grizz chime in when I speak about these things. I mentioned it on the podcast before, but I want you to get his perspective of the same things. This is what's happening literally in areas of probably Israel and around the Gaza Strip with the war that's happening over there right now. They're having to start over from scratch because of what is happening there in their hard situation. And the question you have to ask yourself is, no matter where you are, if you are in a place and space, we have to start over completely. No technology, no electricity, no vehicle. You know, you need a place to rest your head. What do you need to start the process over? And the four things you will need, and Pop Grizz will expound upon this. You're going to need fire. You're going to need water. And maybe that's the area we'll talk about. Okay. You're going to need a knife. And you're going to need a strong rope. Now let's talk through this a little bit, right? And I'll let Pop Grizz jump in here, okay? Let's say you don't have rope. Well, you're definitely going to need the knife. Because if you have the knife and you get near some trees, you can strip some trees down, okay? And then get you some bark, thin that bark out, and you could use that as a form of rope to a small extent. You're going to need water to cleanse. You're going to need water to cook. You're going to need water to cleanse yourself, okay? And also that knife starts the process, okay, of you knocking down trees so you can start working on shelter. Okay, so that goes hand in hand. So as you can see, the knife becomes of paramount usage to start the other processes. Okay, but we're here. We're not stranded on the island. Okay, but you will need water. I'll let Pop Grizz answer this one. When you get your hands on water, you should always have excess water. We spoke about that. But from a standpoint of filtrating water, if you don't have access to clean water, kind of how would you go about that?
Yeah, so one of the things you want to start looking at working on right now is a good filtration system. You got all kind of tablets that you could put into the water. You all have, you know, your own personal filtration systems with coal and other things like that that go into your water supplies. But like you were saying, you want to go ahead and secure your water first. Make sure that you have an ample amount of water prepared for any type of disasters or anything you have coming up. You know, when you know that there's something happening, you want to make sure you fill up your tubs, fill up everything you have with water. Water is going to be critical, it's going to be essential. If you're out in the elements, you're going to have to make sure you can filter that water. And if you don't have tablets and you don't have filtration systems, you have to boil all of the water that you find before you drink it.
And those tablets and filtration systems, wonderful stores like REI, Cabela's, Walmart, okay, will provide you those type of things. And these are the things that you would keep, like, you know, you just keep in your car. You just keep them in your car, right? So instead of keeping your mail and your bills in your car, okay, keep these small little filtration systems in your car. Something as simple, okay, as a mother with her child. Okay, and the baby needs something to drink, and you have no access, and you have filtration pills or a filtration system in your car, you can still provide your child and your baby water. It is that simple. Okay, we are now in a state where we run into every year. It's a given that around the country every year there is some form of, you know, hunker down. Okay, because there's something coming: tornado, major rain, major snow, major weather. Okay, conditions, all right? Oddities within such. What was it, Joe? I'm sorry. What was it that we spoke about last week? Northeast had their first earthquake.
That's right, earthquakes.
In the Northeast.
It's natural disasters. It's happening more often.
Natural disasters. Fires. The wildfires, mm-hmm. Right? Wildfires in Hawaii, not just California anymore. Okay, it's spreading. So you have to hunker down with each one of these things to make sure that you kind of have those things covered. Let's talk about knives for a little bit, because what happens here is that people get caught up in knives. They get caught up in the sexy of the knives, and what's the biggest knife or the prettiest knife or the prettiest handle, okay? That is absolutely the most backwards thought process you could ever have when it comes to it, okay? If you're going to be out in the wild, you're going to need a good machete. if you're going to be walking around, and I trust you, I speak from experience on this, and I speak from experience of me and Pop Grizz's friends in our world, okay? We walk around with multi-tools, okay? The multi-tools come with 2 to 3 blades in them on a consistent basis, and we keep calling them multi-tool for the specific reason not to use the word knife, because it is a tool, okay? And the knife is utilized as a tool, okay? Expand on that a little bit, Pop Grizz.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you see them all the time. You see these little multi-tools. You want to make sure more than anything else, you get a multi-tool that's of quality. You want to get a Gerber, mm-hmm. a SOG, mm-hmm. a Leatherman. Mm-hmm. These are the kind of multi-tools that you want to make sure that you have on your person at all times, no matter where you are. They're going to have scissors. They're going to have saws, knives, screwdrivers, Phillips head and flathead. Okay, they're going to have all kind of tools on them that you can use at any time, including pliers and wire cutters. Mm-hmm. So to have a good multitude on your hip is something that is essential as you're moving in this environment that we're in today.
And that's that investment is beyond worthwhile. Okay, and I'll tell you what that price point is. That price, you're going to spend a good minimum $65. Minimum $65, okay, on a good one. Okay, you get a fantastic one, you're spending $85, $90, okay? Once they get sexy to you and you love them to death, you'll spend over $100 for it. But it'll be worth every single penny. Now, here's the other thing you should know too with these SOGs or these multi-tools. The second that you leave your house, wherever you go, whatever you do, wherever you are, just by carrying and having the multi-tool on your person, you become the top three most important people or person in any room that you are in. Because you have the capability to do something rather than stand around and ask something. Okay?
That's right.
I don't care if it's Christmas morning. You can rip open a paper and put it away because you have the multi-tool. Okay? If it's Easter, you can open these Easter baskets in 2 seconds, right? These kids ripping it up and trying to figure it out. It's that minimalistic, but it's also that how significant it becomes.
Absolutely.
Okay? You'll have you'll be in a car and, you know, the one that you're with can't open something, but no problem, hand it over. Okay, so these things are very important, and I could tell you with a surety, okay, that when I first got mine, and this is going back years now, I was like, why am I carrying this thing? Okay, I am now in a place of space where I don't leave my house without it, and if I have left my house without it, I guess I'm going to be late because I'm going back to go get it. Okay, that is significant. That is significant, significant, significant. So you have your water. You have your knife, okay, and that gets you off the ground, okay. Now let's talk about the rope a little bit. Now here's something that we're gonna walk through, and when we start doing our posting online, we'll have videos for this, okay. I learned this, and I'm gonna let Pop Grizz jump in because I want to make him proud of how much I remember. Okay, there were 3 central knots, probably 4. That you have to have in your coffers besides you just wrapping it up like you're playing double dutch. Okay? Now, the one I know for sure, okay, and I remember this because of the purpose of it, was a noose. And as a person of color, and my team of color, please don't be fearful of the word noose. Okay? For the subconscious reasons you may think. But you need it out in the wilderness because you can hunt with the noose. Okay, whether it's a deer or a rabbit, when you go hunting, rather than having to shoot it. Okay, that's one. I'm going to let you fill in the other 2 or 3.
Absolutely. A good overhand knot. I know it's simple as it may sound. A good solid overhand knot can secure most things. You also want to look at a bowline knot.
Bowline.
And a double hitch knot. Okay, some basic knots you want to start looking at just so you can tie things down securely. You can trap and maintain your food supplies, tie off waters, hang things in trees, and make shelter. Knowing how to just tie basic knots is going to be essential, again, to your survival in any of these environments.
any of these environments. Now, you can do this 1 of 2 ways, or 1 of 3 ways, okay? One way, and this is what I do, okay? I have a book of knots that I got from REI I keep with me, okay? And I also go and get lanyard rope, okay? Not the lanyard plastic that you got when you were in summer camp, okay? They have lanyard rope that you can get from REI. And these ropes can handle up to 500 pounds plus by utilizing it. And that was the core reason why the lanyards were created. Because the Indians back in the days had lanyards ropes as belts. And that's what they used for survival out in the wilderness as well, to make sure they had it. So they always had rope on them, but their rope doubled as a belt. Now, what you utilize this for is that when you go hiking and, you know, and you want to, you have to lift things up and carry things or move things from one place to another, these knots, as you, as Pop Grizz just mentioned, tie things down securely so you can move them. You can move them around. And also in a survival sense, you know, secure things very, very well. Okay. Now, outside of you getting that beautiful book, because I love the book, by the way, okay, you can easily YouTube it. You can easily YouTube the word bowling knots and watch 20 videos pop up in front of you. Okay. Double hitch knot. Watch 20 videos pop up. Okay. And literally, the best way to practice these knots, while you're watching TV.
Absolutely.
That's why you're watching TV.
Absolutely.
Okay. Go ahead and binge watch something. Okay. Because what you do have to get good at, you'll get real good at this, is when you don't have to look at the rope and you're actually tying these knots. That's what puts you in that expert stage. So you might as well do it while you're watching TV. You'll be paying attention while you're binge watching anyway.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Now, I don't want you to think that it's not as important as the fire, excuse me, as the water or the knife. It's just as important. Okay. And again, once you can tie these knots, wherever you go, you instantly become one of the top three most important people in the room.
Right.
Because of what you can do, that's what everybody else cannot do.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
So that's the top three. We want to end off with fire. Now, I'm still learning things about properly administrating and dealing with fire the proper way. But I'll let Pop Grizz jump in and talk about fire. And speak about a little bit about how if you're out in the wilderness, you have to camp out, and how you establish yourself there. Because we did that the last couple of times we went out when we were building the fires to get things going. As much as we, and even though we purchased wood, we didn't utilize the wood as our main source of maintaining heat within the circumstance.
Yeah. So one of the things you want to make sure you do, and anytime you put together your survival kit, your survival bags, and we'll talk about that in later episodes, you want to make sure, first and foremost, just use what you have. Take a lighter, whether it's butane, whether it's lighter fluid, whatever it may be, take a basic lighter with you. Take several, okay? Just, you want to be able to make sure you can start a fire with whatever you have. Now, if you find yourself in a situation where you don't have any of those things, we're going to definitely talk about that in later episodes, okay?
Right.
But what you want to do is, whenever you start a fire, fire needs two things. It needs material and it needs oxygen. You want to start off by finding fine, dry pieces of wood, real fine pieces of wood, okay? Small twigs, things that can easily ignite. And then you want to build a fire from there. And again, we're going to have some fun. We'll get into this in later episodes. But more importantly, right now, in your bags, in your pocketbooks, in your trucks, in your cars, whatever you have, go buy some lighters and just put them everywhere. That's going to be the first thing you're going to learn. Be able to start a fire. In order to do that easily, you have to have those things around you.
Now, what's great about that, and I learned this, and I utilize this as part of my being right now, is that when I go out to, if I go get gas, okay, if I go to Walmart, okay, if I go to a Target, doesn't matter what it is, okay, make it a thing. Find cute ones. Okay, if the lady in life likes pink, find her a nice pink one.
That's right.
Okay, that's right. If your friend is into the United States, he's into the American flag. Find him an American flag lighter.
That's
okay,
right.
And find one that you can refill with butane.
That's right.
Okay, because those last longer. And what happens is that it becomes a thing, so you all have one. And being that you all have one, it takes it off the table wherever y'all go. That who has fire?
That's right.
Okay, because it's an heirloom.
Right.
Okay, I have done this, and so has Pop Grizz. We have lighters that we've engraved.
That's right.
We've put special dates on them. We've made them things, so they're heirlooms to us. So we keep them because they're not lighters, they're heirlooms. It just happens that the heirlooms shoot out fire.
That's right.
Okay,
that's right.
And then when we go out on the road, and we go out on the road and we go get some gas, and we got four people in the car, we know two people don't have lighters, we go and get them lighters.
We
just toss them one. And they say, what's this for? You say, don't even worry about it.
That's
just
right.
Keep it.
That's right.
Just keep it. So make it a thing that's not a thing. Because it becomes part of your lifestyle.
That's right. Yeah?
And because we all need fire as one of the four things to survive, for everybody to have it makes too much sense. Because if somebody forgets it, no issue. Everybody else got it.
That's right.
Okay? There's a few things we're going to get to, and we're going to grow up to certain things. But small things like fire and knives, because they speak to an area of potential safety and security. You can get burnt, you can get cut. You kind of want to have these conversations now, so you, just like you did with your kid, all mothers did with their children in the kitchen. They gave them a knife tutorial.
That's right.
And that's why the knives can stay in the kitchen, because the child knows not to mess with the knives.
That's right.
So the conversations were had about the viability of what's important, what's not important, what you use it for, what you don't use it for. And that's what we're here for. We do not want you to be food. We want you to be the wolf.
Absolutely.
Having these four things on a consistent basis, by the way, okay? I can tell you right now, Pop Grizz and I do not walk the earth anywhere without those four things. I don't care if we're going to work.
That's right.
I don't care if we're going to church. I don't care if we're taking out our female companionship.
That's right.
I don't care if we're going overlanding. I don't care if we go to the comic book store.
That's right.
Those all four things with us at all times, okay? That's how vital they are. That is a 20-minute preview of what you'll get from wolf or food. Pop Grizz, what else do you think we're going to bring to them that they should be aware of?
Well, more importantly, again, everything that you just talked about, start there. Let's start there, okay? The biggest thing that you can bring to this is the expectation that if it can happen, it will happen. You have to make that determination right now in your life. Either you're going to be hard or you're going to be food. You're going to be wolf or you're going to be food. You either got to stay vigilant in everything that you do, because this world is changing and you have to prepare for it, for yourself, and for your family.
Fair enough. Okay. I'll give you my industry room of 4080 classic ending. Darkness and light cannot coexist at the same time. So if you choose to be one, choose to be the light. Wolf of Food coming soon. Stay close, stay close, stay close.